You are listening to KSTV News.
You are listening to KSTV News.
This semester, School for the Blind teaching staff has had some changes and people leaving. Ken Ball, who used to be the social studies teacher, is now teaching Braille. Jake Feinberg, who used to teach life skills, is now teaching social studies. Dr. Lisa Serino, who used to be in the middle school, is now working in the elementary. This is Cindy Garfield reporting for KSTV News.
On Christmas break, Ruth Williams, recently appointed middle school secretary, passed away in her sleep at the age of 53. She was well known to the ASDB community for her lively spirit and always having a positive attitude about everything she did. The students and staff expressed that this is a great loss. There was a tree planting Friday, January 8th at the gym in honor of Ruth Williams. Director of the athletic department, Megan O'Connell, worked with Ruth Williams.
She always rode her bike to work. She rode it a lot, and she loved riding bikes, I think, for the good of the environment. And she had many, many good friends here on campus.
Ruth Williams worked for Admin, the middle school secretary, volunteer coordinator, outdoor education, and she worked with the athletic department for 4 years. This has been Tim Newberry reporting for KSTV News.
This month is the Braille Awareness Month. Sometimes students show Braille to other people just for fun. Braille is a system of dots that are used by vision impairment people and blind people to write and read. Did you know that Louis Braille invented Braille at age 15? Louis Braille was born in France in 1809. He became blind when he was 3 years old. Louis Braille went to school at the Royal Institute for Blind Youth in Paris. He became a teacher there. ASDB students read many books in Braille for the Braille Readers or Leaders contest that ended this month. This is Raquel Barajas reporting for KSDB News.
Now, Bridget McIntyre with a daily living skill.
I'm going to do a presentation right now with this little tiny gadget called the Musical Alert. Here we go. I'm putting it in the cup now. And I'm going to pour hot water into the cup. And this Musical Alert is going to let me know when the cup is full. So I stopped pouring because the Musical Alert has alerted me that the cup was full, and I'm going to remove it now.
And now for the middle school report.
Ms. Parsons teaches cooking at the ASDB High School Kitchen. The kitchen at ASDB has pots and pans, oven, a tucking microwave, rice cookers, Foreman grills, quesadilla makers, and sandwich makers. Miss Parsons told me, I've been cooking with students for 16 years. Miss Parsons teaches cooking to high school students and some middle school students. If they are ready, she lets kids choose what they want to make so they will be excited to come and cook. Some of the foods kids make with Miss Parsons are hot dogs, cookies, brownies, spaghetti, quesadillas, fish, and PB&J sandwiches. The high school kids get to cook many different kinds of food with Miss Parsons. I can't wait to learn to cook. This is Abby Escalante for KSDB News.
Who's in the house? Who's in the house? Bring it on!
Sylvia Martinez, a teaching parent in Maricopa Dorm, retired on Friday, January 8th. There was a party for her on Wednesday, January 6th. Sylvia's friends and family were all there congratulating her. Senior sponsors Aaron Keller and Lanita Lefko said the senior meetings are going to be held every first Friday of the month. Seniors are planning a camping trip. 5 ASDB students led a site guide training at Therapeutic Riding of Tucson for a conference for veterans.
It's TROTS Veterans Program. When they have a visually impaired veteran come back and come onto their program, they'll know exactly how to do the site guide. They'll know exactly how to interact with that person.
CJ Jansa in the OTPT department said the students did a good job. The students were Bridget McIntyre, Jaime Gagiola, Tim Newberry, Sean Mack, and Brendan Hosky. John Corin was honored as a local hero, and the ASDB music program were featured in the Tucson Weekly in December. The Out of Sight Band was featured as well. Oscar Quintero was featured in the Tucson Citizen for his wrestling at Choya High School. Oscar was honored as December's Work Ed Student of the Month. His site trainers said he has a positive attitude. He is motivated and he works hard. He worked at Earth Tones, banding and assembling, and always left his work area clean. He starts a new job at Safeway this semester. Librarian Peg Hartman said that Box Tops for Education sent the library a check for $267. She said they will submit more of the box tops on February 28th and encourages students and staff to bring the box tops to the library. Blind Olympics applications are due by February 1st. Direct questions to Ruth Parsons at 770-3439 or Ken Ball at 770-3431. Orientation and mobility instructor Margie Ribeiro broke her ankle and won't be back for a while. This is Bridget McIntyre reporting for KSDB News.
I'm going to tell you one more thing. You mess with Louis Brel, you mess with the mob, all right? Ciao.
Thank you for listening to KSDB News. For